Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 with my podcast for this week. First, I want to say I hope everyone had a tremendous Thanksgiving, had time to enjoy your family and friends. Thanksgiving this year was much different, at least for my family and friends, than it was last year. Last year, because of COVID and no vaccine at the time, we had a very small gathering that was outside. The food was put inside the house. People went in one or two at a time, came out with the food and sat separated. So at least we had something, but it wasn't anything like this year's. This year's Thanksgiving was much better, and it was much better because of the vaccine. Had a larger gathering. Not everyone came that was invited, but a lot of people did. Everyone had a good time. You're able to get a little closer. You're able to talk. You're able to just more interaction with family and friends. It's just much better. And I say that because we owe it to the vaccine. If the vaccine wasn't out and readily available and people didn't have it, we couldn't be getting back to normal like we are. So I'm very, very thankful for that. As the holidays are coming up here, I'm hoping that more and more people get vaccinated because it's just going to make things, you know, open up more and more. And speaking about the holidays coming up, whatever holiday you happen to celebrate, please shop local. The local merchants, the family-owned businesses and all in Carroll County have suffered through COVID just like everyone else. They probably have suffered more because people have not come out to their businesses. Now that people are getting back out again because of vaccines, please go to those businesses. You know, spend your money there, buy your presents there, do whatever you're going to do, regardless of what holiday you celebrate. And there's, you know, many during the winter season. Shop local. The people that work in those stores, the people that own those stores, the people that are, you know, have the franchise, whatever, they probably live in Carroll County. They're your neighbors or your friends. Help them out. They need the help. Many businesses, as you know, closed during COVID. Some are still struggling. If you're going to buy a gift, please shop local first. Look there first. If they don't have what you want and you want something specific and you have to order, I understand. Although I have to say, I haven't done that personally, but I know my wife has. But she does look first at the local merchants and see if she can get it there. If she can't, then she'll go online. So we do have packages coming to our house, but shop local first, and that is what we do. I'm encouraging everyone to do that because, like I said, the owners, the people that work in the stores, they suffer through the pandemic. They need a little boost, and this will help them. You're going to spend money anyway. Spend it local. Next thing I want to talk about, I have proposed a tax cap, I guess I would call it, and it's being looked into. Nothing is definite right now. The tax cap, and that's my word for it, it probably will be called something else, would be for property taxes in Carroll County for people that own property that are 70 years old and older. What my thinking is that if you're 70 years old or older and you own property in Carroll County, whatever the property tax is at that time, it should be capped at that. And the way to do that is Carroll County could give back to the property owners a tax rebate. We cannot have a different property tax for different age groups. We can't do that. But we can, my understanding is, we can give a property tax credit back. So they would pay their property taxes and get money back above whatever that limit would be. So at age 70, whatever your property taxes are starting now, this is not retroactive. And that's even if it gets passed, which it may not because it's being looked into right now. I got to put all that out there. So at age 70, whatever the property tax is at that time, it won't go higher. You'll pay a higher property tax. You'll get back a property tax credit. That's the way that we were looking at doing it, if we can do it, if it's feasible. Because as like everybody else, we have bills to pay as well. But I also think it's a great thing to do for the people in Carroll County that have lived here, that have owned property here, and that, you know, once you turn 70, let's face it, when you get that age, you're on more or less a fixed income. The money you got coming in is through a pension or something of that sort, or maybe your 401k, you're taking so much money out a month, but it's more or less a fixed income. So let's do what we can on our side, have a fixed income going to you so you don't have to pay more. You know exactly what it is. I just don't think people should have to leave their property unless they want to, but they shouldn't have to leave it because property taxes have gone up so high. So that's something I've proposed. We have something similar to that in effect, well, somewhat similar in effect right now. It's a Carroll County Homeowners Tax Credit. If you're over 65, there's a tax credit that you can get, and you can call the comptroller's office in Carroll County to find out if you're eligible. But this is based on household income, which your household income limit is, depends on how much your property tax you would pay. And it graduates, it starts at about $8,000 and goes up more or less every $1,000 or so. And the limit, of course, goes up every time your income goes up. I can't explain it all here on the air in a few minutes, but if you're over 65 and you're interested in looking at this, call us here, Carroll County Cog Controller's Office, and ask if you're eligible for it. I also have to say there it's a criteria to be eligible for it, and which makes sense. But for what I'm suggesting, at age 70, the only criteria would be household income. And it would be a high bar to get over for the household income. We're still looking at it. I'm not going to put any figures out here right now, but it has to be reasonable. I think a lot of people do not take advantage of Carroll County's homeowners tax credit, because if you own a home, you have to have more money coming in than what most of these incomes are, income level is, because you just have to, because you got to take care of the house. So anyway, I'm putting it out there. It's being looked at. I think it's a good idea. I would like to help the people of Carroll County that have been in here most of their lives, or homeowners age 70 and older, so they can at least say this bill right here that I'm getting is not going to go up. Or if it goes up, I'll get a property tax credit to come back to me to make up the difference. That's my proposal. So let's see what happens with that. And I asked for it now so we could have the information on it before we do our budget this year, because it's important to look at. Last thing I want to talk about is what everyone talks about all the time is COVID-19 and what's going on with that. It just amazes me that I'm still talking about this almost 2 years after it started. It really does. It's unbelievable. And the different variants that have come out. I'm recording this on Tuesday. I always tell you that because, especially with COVID, things change so fast. There's a new variant out there to start in South Africa. Now it's found to be in different European countries and in Canada. Most likely, it's already in the United States, just hasn't been detected yet. My opinion, I don't have that on anyone's authority to say that, but in my opinion, it's already in this country. We'll find out about it soon. But variants are out there, and the virus keeps mutating because of the number of people that are not vaccinated. The more people that get vaccinated, the less new variants there will be. Just a fact. I don't work for the federal government. Take it as it is a fact. The less infection out there, the less variants. Viruses mutate all the time. The more that are out there, the more variants we will get. On this latest variant, I can't remember, Omicron, I think, something of that sort is what they're calling it. Some people are saying it's could be more transmissible than a Delta variant, could be more lethal, could not be. Don't have enough information on it yet, so I'm not going to speculate. I did read somebody who said that if you are not vaccinated and this variant comes, you're going to get it. Hopefully this guy's jumping the gun and doesn't really know what he's talking about, but you get a lot of misinformation out there, as everyone knows about COVID. So let's not jump the gun on this. Let's wait to see what happens. But the best thing to do, get vaccinated. Now the vaccines are eligible, I guess, to be in the schools from 5 and above. I would hope that all the school children get vaccinated. I would like nothing more than see children going to school without masks on, but we can't do that until the majority of the population is vaccinated, or at the very least, give them the time to be vaccinated, because not everyone will want to get vaccinated. I understand that. But let's give them the time. Let's give them the 6 to 8 weeks it will take to vaccinate everyone in the age group, and then say, you know what? You've had your chance. Everyone's had a chance to get vaccinated. Want to? You're not required to wear a mask. But if you are not vaccinated, you should be required to wear a mask in a school setting. That's my time for today. Thank you. Have a great holiday, whatever holidays you and your family celebrate. Commissioner Dennis Frazier signing off.